Noise is always present in images that we acquire in different modalities, including X-ray imaging. The interaction of an X-ray beam or the photons of X-rays within the X-ray beam and a detector or the object through which it passes, that interaction is a random process. The photon counting process is also a random process. The net effect is that what you measure is a Poisson variable. It's a random variable with a Poisson distribution. So photons are lost due to scatter and absorption within the body and in the detector. Some photons may pass through unaffected, so they may just go through the entire body and the detector with nothing happening, so that is a waste. There are many factors that affect the detection efficiency. One thing I mentioned earlier is the thickness of the screen in capturing the image in film screen systems. A thick screen will absorb more photons. A thin screen will absorb fewer photons and more photons will just go through. If you're using a digital detector, the small size of the detectors in digital radiology and in computer tomography, the detectors are fairly small and there are gaps between the detectors, then the detection efficiency is lower. The number of photons captured by the detector would be lower than in other cases. So scattered and undetected photons cause noise. Sometimes the patient could have some heavy metallic implants, such as screws or metallic parts in artificial joints, or a metallic implant within a bone, for example, a fractured bone. So extremely heavy parts or components such as metal screws or pins in bones or surgical clips, they are nearly opaque to X-rays in the energy range used for diagnostic imaging. If you use higher energy X-ray photons, then of course you can image them too. But in the range that we normally use for medical imaging with human subjects, a metallic part would completely stop the X-ray beam at that point, and then that part of the image is just white. There is nothing. There is no information. So depending upon where in the body the metallic part exists, in three-dimensional imaging and computer tomographic reconstruction, this could cause a serious problem because you do not have the information, the integral of passage through the body for that part of the beam. So if there is a beam going through for this size of the body, and there is a metallic implant here, that part of the beam is completely stopped, whereas the other rays will go through. So for that part of the body, you do not have the measurement that you want of the integral of the attenuation coefficient. So you cannot reconstruct the image for that part. So no photons would be detected at the corresponding point of exit from the body, and the attenuation coefficient for that path theoretically, it would be infinite because the whole beam was stopped. A reconstruction algorithm for tomography would not be able to process such information, and typically this leads to streaking artifacts in computer tomography images. CT is computer tomography, where the large value there is spread along that ray in the image and will remain uncorrected. So if there is an implant in one particular place, you see lines that run through that part in the resulting image, which would ruin the image, would render the image useless. There are a few techniques for improved or enhanced X-ray imaging. One is known as digital subtraction angiography. I'll show you some examples later. In digital subtraction angiography, there is a certain contrast enhancement that is performed in imaging, not in image processing, but in imaging itself. In DSA, or just in angiography in general, you take a picture of the body, an initial picture of the part of interest, the heart or the arterial structure in a certain part of the body, for example, the brain. So you take a picture of the head, then you inject a contrast medium. The contrast material that is injected has higher density and higher attenuation coefficient for X-rays. You inject this liquid into the arterial system of the patient, wait for a few seconds for it to circulate through the body and get deposited in the region of interest, such as the brain, and then take another picture holding the patient still between the two instances of imaging. So if it is the head, then the head has to be clamped and the patient cannot move for that period. And then you subtract the two images. What you get is the difference, and the difference would be the injected contrast material within the arterial structure, let's say, of the brain. By subtracting one from the other, you're removing the normal structures of the head. So the brain material, the skull and skin and so on would all be removed, and you'll only visualize the arterial structure. So you can look for any blockages of the arteries. The risk here is that the patient could be sensitive or allergic to the material, which could cause some problems. And there is always the risk of infection when you're injecting some material into the body. And increased exposure, because two images are taken, or could be multiple images as the material is propagated through the body. If you want quantitative measurements or semi-quantitative measurements, you could also make dual energy or multiple energy imaging, where you pass X-rays of different energy through the body. And from the quantitative information that you can derive from the two images combined, you could obtain some information related to the density of certain components. In industrial non-destructive testing, it is possible to get precise measurements of the density of the material or the density distribution by using dual energy imaging, and also in some cases the chemical composition of the material. Are there any questions about what we have seen so far before I change to something else? Are you able to follow what I am saying? Yes.
Could you clarify what's the difference between the collimator and the grid? The collimator goes before the oxygen imaging,
because that would have the same thing. The word collimator is used more commonly in nuclear medicine imaging, where the collimator will It'll come up later. When I take up nuclear medicine imaging, I'll show you what a collimator is. A grid is used in X-ray imaging, and a grid, I explained, it comes after passage through the body. So in the case of X-ray imaging, we have the X-ray source, the patient, and the grid. The grid is in physical contact with the screen film cassette combination, contact with the detector. Collimator is used at the source. So when you say a finely collimated beam, it is a collimator at the source, could be in X-ray imaging, to reduce the width of the beam. Along with filtering, you have a collimator that is essentially a window, a little window through which the X-ray beam will come from the X-ray tube. In the case of nuclear medicine imaging, the collimator is not on the source, because the source is within the body. The collimator is on the detector, where you have the detector, which could be a big crystal of about that size, that diameter. And along with the detector is the collimator that is attached to the detector. And the collimator there functions like a grid to take photons, to accept photons that come only in a particular path. But there it is called a collimator and not a grid, because there the collimator is essentially a bunch of holes in lead. But you have sheets of lead with holes, and they're stacked together. And the pattern of the hole could be different for different types of collimators. So in nuclear medicine imaging, collimator is with the detector. It functions much like the grid in the case of X-ray planar imaging. In X-ray imaging, the collimator is with the source, and it's a little window that will determine the size of the beam of X-rays coming out. Right? Yes. No. You're asking, will I go into more detail? No. I just wanted to mention it as an artifact. The artifact is serious in computer tomography, reconstruction in 3D. It is serious also in planar imaging. You don't see anything. So if there is a, if I have a piece of metal here, then of course the image of that part of my heart will be blocked in the image. But that will not happen in most cases. You will see a shadow of the metallic part in the planar image also. And that does not create artifacts in the same manner as in computer tomography images. You get a shadow of the metallic implant, and you know that it is there. Suppose it's a screw, you see a projection of the screw in a planar X-ray image. Is that a problem? It is a problem, but it does not cause the same problem. It does not degrade other parts of the image as in computer tomography. In a computer tomography sectional image, one little metallic implant can ruin the entire image by sending streak-like patterns all over the place. So that's a more serious problem in tomographic imaging. How do you remove that? You can't really remove that. It's, once it's there, it's there. You can try to interpolate the projections. You have to manipulate the projections, not the image. And if the CT scanner algorithm has that possibility, it could be done. But it has to be done at the stage of the projection data. And projection data would show very large attenuation for that as compared to the other rays within the same parallel projection, let's say. Then by interpolation, you could prevent it to some extent. But that has to be done within the commercial software because most CT scanners, which are commercial scanners, would not provide you access to the projection data. So if you are using a CT scanner that is a commercial scanner and it is giving you an image with streaking artifacts due to a metallic implant, you may not be able to process and remove it. A commercial scanner typically would not allow you to get into that. Whereas if you were to acquire the projection data yourself in your own CT scanner, then what you say is possible. You have to process the projection data before the back projection.
So you can't create an image taken by the CT and process it manually?
I don't think so, because the image has been affected. And you cannot reconstitute that. You could try some. You could recompute the projections, but they would be affected by the data. That would be a bit artificial. What would be desirable would be to access the projection data, do some interpolation of the affected values, remove the projection data related to the metallic implants, and interpolate between them and fill in, but there is no guarantee that that is the real situation. So in a way, it is irreversible deterioration of the data. Any other questions? Okay, it's 1 o'clock. Let's stop here and please come back at 2 o'clock.